the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Grandma Matata. She's back, Grandma. How are you? Do you like the song I picked out? Grandma, this
song?
The song that's playing, it's by Journey. It's called Be Good to Yourself.
I can't even hear it.
It's a rip and roaring 80s gym. Stadium rock.
There is music playing?
Grandma, there's music playing, yes. Can't you hear it?
No.
It's like you're in a stadium and it's Journey live. Grandma.
I got a necklace.
All right, let me turn off the music.
I got this old necklace.
Grandma, that's an old... Grandma, is that a necklace from the Titanic?
Yep, I was about to say that.
You mean I can touch and look at this
necklace?
Nope. You're not going to let me touch the Titanic necklace?
No. It's not that blue one. That blue one actually never existed. Just
no, know. But this one has existed because it's real. It's here. How, so, when did you have this when you were 2 years old on the Titanic?
Yep, Boo Boo gave it to me.
Stop. All right, Grandma, give me the whole story about the Titanic diamond jewelry you got here.
So, when it was sinking, Boo Boo, I found Boo Boo.
I know, you found Boo Boo in the Titanic.
But she was part of a rich family.
How rich of a family?
So rich that she was wearing this.
Boo Boo was wearing, the dog was wearing the necklace?
Yep, as her collar.
As her collar, okay. It's a pretty big collar.
They wrapped it around two times.
Two times, I gotcha.
Okay, but their family was super rich.
Uh-huh.
And so when Boo Boo found me because I was trying to escape, and then I saw this cute adorable puppy that didn't know how to swim, that was drowning, and I just had to save the puppy.
What do you mean you were trying to escape the Titanic? It was sinking. You were 2 years old.
I was trying to escape, but I didn't have any paper there.
You didn't have any paperwork to be on the Titanic?
No.
You were smuggled on the Titanic?
Yes, that's why I'm...
Okay.
I have a boarding pass that wasn't even mine, because I had to pretend to...
That's why we have no paperwork and we don't know how old you are. Correct?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, continue your story.
I was trying to go up the boat, because I don't know how to swim. And then I found this puppy drowning, because she didn't know how to swim. But I've seen it before, because...
And like Lassie, Sadie saved you on the Titanic.
I went to save the little puppy who couldn't swim.
Uh-huh.
And then automatically she just started swimming. So I got on her back, she just swam me away.
Swam you away.
And then she gave me this.
And then now you're wearing the pendant, is what it is.
Yep. It has real pearls on it.
I suppose next you're going to tell me about the time in the 1940s when you were at the riots... And a bullet was shot at you, and a bullet hit the chain on that pennant and saved your life, right?
No, that never happened.
Grandma, you're full of tall tales. Then make one up.
But, so what happened? She was so rich. She was part of the richest family on the boat.
Grandma, tell me some more. Tell me another story before we start popped music.
She was part of the richest family in the entire New York City.
Are we talking rich like Trump, Buffett?
No. They have...
Bill Gates. How rich?
They have 72 boats that they bought themselves, and they have 5 houses. And they're all mansions.
They're all mansions? I believe those are called steamliner ships.
No. I mean, they have 5 houses.
5 houses.
Are mansion houses.
Okay, then how many boats do they have?
72.
What kind of boats are these? Cruise line ships?
They're about the same as the Titanic, but a little bit smaller.
And how many of these still exist today?
Only 700. I'm just kidding, only 70. Only 2 got destroyed by Pearl Harbor that they put in Hawaii.
You were at Pearl Harbor?
Uh-huh.
You were at Pearl Harbor during the attack?
Yep.
Okay, Grandma, tell me, what was your job?
Well, they have 72 boats all over the world, and 2 of them were in Pearl Harbor. Now they only have 70,
because 2
of them were bombed.
Was this when you were in the military?
No.
You were, too, in the military once.
No, that's where I met Boo Boo.
You told me you were in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines League.
Boo Boo, get your scarf back on. You're going to get cold.
Grandma, you're going to have to tell me more about this being in the war sometime.
Boo Boo is so cute. You're going to have to get her one day, because you didn't show a job out.
Grandma. It's time for popped music! This is where we're gonna play Grandma 2 cuts of music and she's gonna tell us what she thinks of them. Because she's so old that she can actually hear it when she wants to. Right, Grandma? Grandma likes pop music, because Grandma's a young grandma, right?
Yep.
Okay, Grandma, here comes the first one. This is a girl group. I picked this one out for you, okay?
Goodbye, Sadie Boo!
I think you're gonna like this one. Actually, one girl. What was that for, Grandma?
Hey, Boo-Boo left me.
She didn't leave you. She just got bored. She wasn't getting... Grandma! All right, so what do you think of this song, Grandma? Are you even listening to it? It's called... What do you think of this?
Reminds me of my Aunt Barbara.
Why does it remind you of your Aunt Barbara?
Sounds like her.
Sounds like her? So if your Aunt Barbara was singing, this is what it would sound like? Okay.
Yep.
So the song is called Please, Mr. Postman. What do you think of the woman singing? Can't hear a shoulder shrug, Grandma.
Boo boo.
Grandma, what do you think of this?
Boo boo.
Grandma, what do you think of this? Grandma, it's by the Carpenters.
I don't like it. Yeah. I mean, I do like it.
It's a nice song.
Sadie.
Grandma, this is the best part. It's got a saxophone solo.
Come here, boo-boo.
Grandma, are you... Okay, enough of that one. Grandma, you ready for the next one?
Yes, one second. I'm trying to get boo-boo up here.
Yeah. Grandma.
Get up here.
Am I going to have to play that song again?
No, I already heard it.
You already heard it.
I like it because it sounds like my aunt.
Okay, so you like it, so it sounds like your aunt. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
This one's not a woman singing, but it's a trio. This next song comes from the same time period that the first song came from for our opening theme show from Journey, but it's not Journey. Okay, here we go. Except I gotta cue it up a little more. Hang on here. It's a group from England. What do you think of that? Probably need to hear a little more of it. Talks about the beach. Talks about a dog. Maybe the dog's Boo. Sadie, Boo-Boo. Pretty good song. I'd like it.
No.
You don't like it?
No.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is, Grandma? Grandma, wake up.
I don't like it.
Oh, Grandma, it's Genesis. Phil Collins and Company. Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks. I Can't Dance. Grandma, stop doing that. Grandma, okay, let's rate the first song. What do you think?
I don't like it.
The first song, Please, Mr. Postman. What do you think of that song? How would you rate
that?
How do you rate that? Give us your quirky rating system. Two thumbs.
No.
Two thumbs going up and then one thumb goes down. Is that what you thought of that one?
Nope.
Then how do you rate? All right, two thumbs. Two thumbs just wandering around.
No, they're going up.
Oh, they're going up. Okay. Looks like a thumb war. All right, so Please, Mr. Postman gets rated a thumb war. That's an interesting rating system, Grandma. All right, what would you rate Genesis, I Can't Dance? How do you rate that one? A confused thumb war? I think you like that song, but you just don't want to tell me, do you?
No, I really don't like that song.
Why?
It's like...
It doesn't sound that bad. Come on now. No. It couldn't.
It sounds like they just found a song in the trash and then they just put words to it.
Well, yeah, you do realize that they improvise most of their lyrics. They go into the studio and they just come with some ideas and then they write the music and then whatever comes out of their
mouth.
That's
pretty gross. I hope the camera's on my face.
Why is...
Is the camera on my face?
Camera's on your face, yes.
So,
so I want to hear more why you don't like Genesis, I Can't Dance.
No, I had enough to say. I don't need to say anymore.
Oh, Grandma. Okay.
I have nothing else to say.
Well, you're an important grandma with so many things that you don't want to say. What do you want to say?
Grandma, I don't even have grandchildren.
You're still Grandma Matata material. All right, you ready for the next one, Grandma?
I just remembered something.
What did you remember?
I don't have grandchildren, now I'm not a grandma.
Because you're a seasoned citizen.
What the heck is a seasoned citizen?
That means someone who is old enough to have to use the crosswalk twice. And usually needs a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout to walk you across the street.
Use it two times? What?
Because you're so slow, Grandma. Right? Right?
That makes no sense. Not the fastest person in the world.
Tell me what makes you the fastest grandma in the world.
No, grandma. I said person.
What else?
I'm not old.
You are too.
I'm only 77.
You, no, you're not 77. You were too, yeah.
I'm only 20.
Yeah, 20 times what? 5? 6?
20 plus 5.
I wish we had documentation to find out how old you really were.
I ripped up my birth certificate. I shredded it too.
You shredded it before you got on the ship? That's
yeah,
why you didn't have
I
your
can't
paperwork?
Even remember how old I am. I'm just kidding. The only person who knows how old I am.
Is who?
Boo Boo.
Oh, jeez, not the dog again.
Boo-boo.
Grandma,
Boo-boo's
it's time. Grandma, it's time for the culture report. The news report.
My name's not even Petunia.
You're Grandma Tata. Like Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, I know.
Now, it's time for the culture report with Grandma.
I know this it's Matata.
This is where we're going to give Grandma two stories to choose from, and she gets to pick which one she wants to hear first. She will ultimately hear both of them.
I don't think I took my medicine today. I think my name is Grandma Matata Petunia.
You didn't take your medicine today?
I think it's Grandma Matata Petuda.
Matuda?
So, no.
What do you think your name is?
Petunia Matata. It's my ugly sister's name.
No. Well, Grandma Petunia is getting back in town this week. She'll be back on the podcast next week. But you are too, still. Oh, you love your sister and you know it. Okay, Grandma, you have your choice of Joyride, Jail Ride, or Brazing.
Brazing.
You want to hear Brazing first?
Yep.
I will read you Brazing.
This is boring already.
This is not boring already.
Yes, it is. Old people like you like different things than young people.
You need to hear this story. You're older than me, Grandma.
Vegetables.
Considering, you know, I think you are a vegetable today.
No, I'm actually a vegetarian, so.
I know you're a vegetarian. That's why we bring you vegetarian food.
No, I'm seriously a vegetarian in real life.
That's, I know.
That's why not vegetarian.
That's your religion.
I eat only eggs and salmon, but it's
that's your church religion, isn't it? Vegetarian, correct?
I don't go to church. I only go to church during Christmas.
You go climb in the refrigerator. I've seen you climb in the refrigerator and eat vegetables in there. And you go, close the door. I'm in church right now. I've seen you do that several times.
I only eat eggs.
Oh, Grandma. All right, here's the story
salmon
called...
Salmon
Grandma.
Green food.
While Grandma gives her commentary, I will read the story.
Oh, I have something really important to say. Here's, and this is true. This
okay,
is super
what,
true.
What's super important to
Did
say?
You... Okay, so my friends, when I went rafting
mm-hmm.
in Loughlin...
Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of your imaginary trips.
My friend's parents could not eat my ice cream cake that I made because...
Uh-huh. Did you overcook it?
No.
I think
they
you
couldn't,
did.
She couldn't eat my ice cream cake because she's a vegetarian. Guess why she couldn't eat my ice cream cake?
Because there was no vegetables in it. Because it was dairy.
No, that she could eat dairy.
But she couldn't eat your ice cream cake.
No, she could have ate it, but guess why?
Why? I guess because she was a
she's a vegetarian, right?
She probably
eat
has
meat.
She probably
Do
has.
Do you think there's meat in an ice cream
she's
cake?
She's allergic to milk.
No.
What was it then?
You know how vegetarians don't eat meat.
Yes, I know that.
There was meat.
You did. All right, you put meat. All right, hold. Before we get back to the story of the
no,
culture
listen,
report,
listen, listen, listen.
I am listening. I want to hear about you putting meat in the ice cream cake.
No, I did put meat in the ice cream cake. I didn't know this.
Tell me about it.
But then we looked it up and it was true.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a vegetarian. She knows everything about being vegetarian.
Okay.
There's human meat in Oreos. I didn't know that.
Now we got human meat in Oreos.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I even searched for it. I was like, it can't be in the cookie, so it must be in the cream.
In the cream, there's human...
That's why she couldn't eat my ice cream cake.
Because there's
human meat in Oreos. I
human
never knew,
meat in Oreos.
I never knew Oreos had human meat in them.
I did not know Oreos had human meat in them either.
I don't want to eat people. That's disgusting.
I don't want to eat people either, so I won't be eating an Oreo anymore.
I still will, but...
But I'll still eat ice cream cake.
Yep.
Okay, back to the story, okay?
This but look it up, it's true.
This is Brazing. A woman in Germany, near Hamburg, Germany, about 45 minutes north, was saved by her Wonder Bra. Apparently, she had stumbled riding her bike into a hog hunting festival, and a bullet was fired, and it ricocheted off of the boar and hit her in her underwire bra, thus saving her life. didn't kill her, but the bullet left a nasty bruise. So this lady saved her life because of an underwire bra. Thus, we call the story Bra-Zing, because it ricocheted.
Read it again.
All right, so...
Let me read it.
Let you read it? Okay, you read it.
The bra's metal underwire appeared to have stopped the bullet, leaving the woman with a nasty bruise instead of a gunshot wound. Police found a dead boar.
Dead boar, a wild hog.
In the line of fire, and believe the bullet may have struck the woman after ricocheting off the animal. The hunters called off their hunt after woman's husband spotted them in the neighborhood, in a neighboring field, and told them what had happened. Dead Bush Criminal Commission is investigating the incident on suspicion of injury. Authorities are also looking into whether they were appropriate signs warning passed by the hunt, according to the Telegraph. Is there a picture?
There's no picture. There's just a picture of a Wonder Bra at the top of the page.
Where?
Keep going right there. That saved a woman's life. And that all happened in Germany.
How did that save her life?
Because underwire bras, I guess there's a piece of wire under there, and the bullet hit that. It left her with a nasty bruise.
A woman may owe her life to her bra after she unknowingly rode her bicycle through a boar hunt. An underwire deflected the hunter's bullet. Police said the 41-year-old vacationer, who they didn't name, was on a bike ride with her husband in the town of Gadsbusch.
Some town north of Hamburg, Germany. That's all I call it.
Yep. About 45 miles northeast of Hamburg on August 2nd. The cyclist heard rifle fire, and then the woman felt a sharp pain in her chest. Police spokesman Andre to old. I'm trying to itch my face. Can you stop it?
Well, we can't hear you when you're my extra hand over your mouth.
Newspaper. And that's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know. Is that enough for the culture report this week, Grandma? Because you know what you did, Grandma? You read the news story culture report by yourself for the first time. Ha ha.
I'm doing the next one. Where's the next one?
You want the next one? I'll get you the next one.
No, you're going to show me how to do it.
Push that button right there. Push again. And then push this top one right there. Okay, this one come. Oh, there you go. This is from, guess what?
Florida man arrested.
Hold it. Remember how you called Florida? Florida. Because we were talking about how all the crazy stuff happens in Florida.
Yeah, and floors are disgusting and dirty.
Yes.
Okay, Florida man arrested twice in 2 weeks for joyriding on Giolani.
Go ahead and read it.
A Florida man is behind bars for a second time in the past 2 weeks over the same crime, driving a vehicle on the lawn of a county detention center.
Yes.
What's that?
That's like a jail. A holding pen.
Michael Lee Robertson, 32, of Brooks Hill, was arrested on Sunday after he drove in a SUV into the jail's retaining wall. The Tampa Bay Times reports. Police said the jail law...
Little louder, Grandma.
Police said that jail law joyride caused a 2-inch natural gas line to rupture, prompting the evacuation of nearby business.
Evacuation? I know you know how to read that, Grandma.
Evacuation of nearby business. Then, when deputies checked the SUV, they found a suspicious They found a suspicious device and called in the citrus.
Where is that, Grandma? You know, I know you're not used to this language. But Citrus County.
Citrus County Bomb Squad for an assistant. The device turned out to be nothing.
Orlando Lakes Pass reports Roberts was taken to a hospital to be treated from injuries from the crash.
Ew. Yeah, ew.
He was then arrested on numerous charges, including an active felony warrant related to the illegal discharge of a firearm from a vehicle, 3 counts of threatening to harm a public servant, and 2 counts of felony criminal mischief. Roberts is currently in jail on a $70,000 bond.
$70,000 for joyriding on the lawn.
On July 27th, one day before his 31st birthday, Robert took a similar joyride on the same lawn after officers told him he couldn't park his SUV on the sidewalk at the detention center entrance. It's according to WTSP. Cops told him to move the vehicle. He refused, though he eventually complied by backing the SUV down the walkway, hitting a bench, speeding around the lawn, and almost hitting the patrol car in the process.
And then
he hit a flagpole. And then officers charged with criminal mischief and rearresting an officer without violence. And again. And that is what he looks like.
That's what he looks like, yeah. Another story from Florida, right, Grandma? Well, Grandma, you read both of the stories this week from the Culture Report.
Why does he look so ugly?
Because he lives in Florida.
I hope he doesn't watch this so he doesn't come and kill me.
Grandma, he wouldn't know where to begin to find you. You know that. So, Grandma, are you ready for the next one? You've been waiting for this one, because I know you like this one.
What?
It's time for Critiques Eats! Yes, Grandma said it in unison. How about that? She woke up. This is where we're going to give Grandma a sample of a food she's never had before.
And then I get to bring my salsa.
Yeah, she's got her own homemade. Yeah, but that's your own. Anyway,
I forgot my burritos.
This, Grandma,
right,
you don't have burritos.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Grandma.
Because I only cooked one burrito.
Okay, so we're going to get Grandma back on track here. She's got Critiques. We've got her some multi-grain corn tortilla chips. But these are the healthy kind with flaxseed and broccoli seed and radish seed. All kinds of stuff in here.
Corn sauce on my plate.
Had enough of the intro music?
Yep.
This is where Grandma's going to give us a sample of what she thinks.
So I made my homemade burrito, but now I'm going to eat this with my salsa.
All right, so Grandma's trying these multi-grain. They've got all kinds of good stuff in it. You've got a little of your... I heard you made your own homemade salsa once, Grandma. Is that true?
No.
I heard you made your own salsa and you put gunpowder in it, correct? Yes, don't...
Mm-mm.
You did put gunpowder in it. And you tried to sell it.
What are in here? Broccoli seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Well, that's healthy stuff.
Well, they only taste good with salsa.
Well, aren't most chips taste good? Doesn't salsa go with anything? That's what I think so. Grandma, you do too. I want to hear more about... I want to hear more about your gunpowder salsa that you make. That's so powerful and hot. And why? What kind of special ingredients besides gunpowder do you put in it?
Well, do you guys know what the hottest pepper in the world is?
I know it. I've heard it before, but I can't remember. What is it?
That is what I put in there.
We don't remember what it is, but that's what you put in there. Okay. But back to these chips. What do you think of these chips? How do they taste with the salsa?
Tastes good with salsa.
Are they crunchy and not stale?
Mm-mm.
Not stale?
Mm-hmm.
So would you recommend people get these chips? These multigrain with the flaxseed and the broccoli seed and radish seed and just all kinds of stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like Tostito chips, it's pretty much the same thing, mm-hmm. but with stuff inside and they have no flavor, so.
So the salsa.
So pretty much it tastes just like the chip with salt and with salsa.
So you'd recommend these, yes, but only with salsa.
Mm-hmm.
You got. There she's holding it up. Okay. Maybe we could get them as a sponsor. Wouldn't that be good, Grandma?
they use milk and soy.
Yeah.
So you can't drink that and you can't eat them.
Ah. Well, Grandma, I don't think you know, but do you know how many people are listening to you on an average podcast?
Nope.
Over 550.
I need more.
You need more? Well, I'm sure more people will tune in as we go by. But you know what else people like to hear from you the most, since you're so smart and have such a great history?
What?
Life advice from Grandma Matata. Or life advice from Grandma Hakuna Matata. Whichever you want to go by, okay? So, do you have some important advice this week? What important advice do you have for us this week, Grandma?
Don't get flower tattoos on your left arm.
Why not get flower tattoos on your left arm? She's looking at my tattoo I have, which is an infinity sign of a sunflower. Do you know why I have that? Because the infinity sign for good, and then the sunflower, because the sunflower always points towards the sun. That's the kind of people I like to try to hang around. People who are always positive.
I'm never positive.
Oh, why, yes. You're such a downer, Grandma. You're such a horrible person. That's why I make you eat stale chips. Right?
He's not a positive person if you got a tattoo.
Now, what is your theory on tattoos? Give your life advice on tattoos,
when
Grandma.
When you die, your bones have the tattoos on their bones.
No, you're...
Yeah, they do. It sinks through your skin.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That when you die, your bones have the tattoo on them because it sinked all the way through your bones.
Well, so what you're saying is... And what proof do you have of this, Grandma?
And tattoos make you immature and they make you look stupid.
Well, Grandma, I'm curious now. How many tattoos do you have? You have a smiley face one in a circle.
I have zero.
You have zero tattoos? Grandma, that's some strange philosophy.
I'm only 12.
150 years old.
Uh-huh.
You're not 12 years old. Grandma, all right, one last bit of life advice before we hit the closeout music?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What would be the last bit of life advice? Those chips are pretty good, aren't
if
they?
If anyone is listening and you have a tattoo, it's not my problem. You have one? You're okay if you have one, because I don't know what it looks like, but I have a problem with this one.
Grandma.
Stranger danger.
Grandma. Tattoos are not a sign of stranger danger. Grandma, we've been doing it. We've got over 20 podcasts we've done. You are so... Grandma, you didn't take your medicine today. That's it, right? Oh, Grandma, I'm going to hit the cue out music. This has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Grandma Matata, who apparently forgot to take her medication again as she tries to lick salsa off the plate. Any last words, Grandma? Yeah, Grandma's eating the paper plate because she has pretty much didn't take her medication today, right? Say goodbye, Grandma. Nod your head yes.
Bye.